Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend weather forecast from the National Weather Service. A bit of warming is coming to the area over the weekend. Today should be partly sunny with a high near 53, breezy with southerly wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 39. Saturday, partly sunny and a high of 62 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 41. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. And Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low around 43 degrees. And in the news for today, in a report from today's Wisconsin Examiner Online, the latest Marquette University Law School poll shows little change in public confidence that the elections of 2020 were reported fairly, with confidence in the accuracy of the election at 65%, down only slightly from 67% in August. The poll showed that confidence in the election was heavily influenced by party affiliation, with 64% of Republicans saying they are not confident in the accuracy of the election results, while only 1% of Democrats lacked confidence in the election. The poll also asked Wisconsinites about redistricting as the Republican-led legislature pushes its new voting maps through after a contentious 8.5-hour public hearing in which hundreds of citizens came out to testify in opposition to maps that lock in the Republican advantage from the last round of redistricting. Of those polled, 63% say redistricting should be conducted by a nonpartisan commission, while only 25% would keep the current system, in which the maps are drawn by the legislature and signed by the governor. Politicians of both parties did poorly in the poll, with voters registering more negative than positive impressions of all the incumbents. Of those polled, 40% said they would vote to re-elect Governor Tony Evers, while 53% would vote for someone else. For U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, 38% said they would vote to reelect him, while 52% would not. President Joe Biden's job approval rating was 43%, down from 49% in August, and Evers' approval rating was 45%, down from 50% in August. On the pandemic, however, 53% said they trust Evers as a source of information. Ask the same question about Johnson, who has cast doubt on the efficacy of vaccines and other public health measures. 39% said they trusted the senator. Pollsters interviewed 805 registered Wisconsin voters over the phone between October 26th and the 31st. In an update from the ongoing Kyle Rittenhouse double homicide trial in Kenosha, on Thursday, Judge Bruce Schroeder dismissed one juror from duty. According to NBC Online, the juror, identified only as juror number 7, was being escorted to his car when he made comments to a court security officer about the number of times a white Kenosha police officer shot Jacob Blake on August 23, 2020. Blake was left partially paralyzed by the shooting. That incident touched off several days of street protests and resulted in the charge. Rittenhouse killed two and injured another with an AR-15 assault rifle. Before dismissing the juror, Schroeder said it was clear that the appearance of bias is present and it would seriously undermine the outcome of the case, he said. WDRT has been and will be following the trial in Kenosha and give reports as the story continues to develop. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.